Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to all, and to all a good day. Even Sean, don't call me Seth Meyers, who's sitting to my left. Sean, can you do the split screen so people can see the cardboard cutout of Bob Pompeiani? Look at him. There he is.
He's in the holiday spirit, no doubt. He looks a little happier than normal.
Yeah. He's in a golf suit as I adjust the camera here. He looks great. I mean, when doesn't he look great? And he's one of the nicest men alive, although he didn't give me a Christmas present. Did you hear about that?
No. Did you give him a very... Little
shirt. But prestigious. No, yes. I gave him a fan keychain, Bob.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I got it 2 minutes before the show and wrapped it in bubble wrap and gave him a keychain.
It's a thoughtful gift.
I thought so. Better than the gift he gave me, which was nothing. And then I got City Limits, a toddler Kenny Pickett jersey.
That's what I saw. Yeah. Okay.
That was wonderful.
Did it fit him?
Yeah. It was too big, actually. Mm.
I'll have to put on a little weight over Christmas time.
How are you? You okay?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. I'm doing well. You must be happy with your Niners. Yes?
Yes. I mean,
what a surprise team they've become.
I still have doubts. I think maybe some Steelers fans feel the same way about their team. I have doubts that they can make a deep postseason run just because of what they're missing. But
not if Brock Purdy plays like that.
I have always been a Purdy believer, and man, that was maybe his finest moment. Last night, 5 touchdown passes was nearly perfect. They're a dangerous team in what is a very competitive NFC West. They could still finish in third place in their division, or they could be the number one seed overall out of that conference.
I agree, but that's not what we came here to talk about today, did we? We came here to talk about the Steelers, and the big story today is DK Metcalf, and we're monitoring that situation. I don't know when exactly this hearing is supposed to be, or when a ruling might come down, but I imagine today could be the day. Do rulings usually come down on Tuesdays, Sean? Don't call me Seth Meyers.
It sounds like a good day for a ruling.
We'll
keep our eyes glued to Twitter.
Either way, let's stick to the facts of the case as we know them, and we don't know all of them. And here's what I want to start with. First of all, we haven't heard from DK himself. We haven't heard from the man. We've heard James Harrison, former Steeler. We've heard Chad Johnson, former Bengal, talking on their respective podcasts, saying that they both heard from DK that this was prompted by a racial slur and an insult of DK's mother, a vulgar insult of DK's mother. That sort of, to me, right now, is a separate topic from what the NFL is going to do, right? Like, I'm sure everybody has thoughts on that. My question is, and of course, Ryan Kennedy, the guy in question here, the Lions fan, and, you know, no matter what happens in this case, I think it's guys like him that really, really just ruin things, you know? I think from everything that I've seen and heard about this case and the fact that this apparently happened before where he was trying to goad DK Metcalf into something, these morons that show up to games and want to goad players into things, I think it's pretty clear that guy wanted to do it. I don't know exactly how he did it. He denies through his newly hired representation that he said anything like he's being accused of via James Harrison and DK Metcalf, James Harrison and Chad Johnson via DK Metcalf, they say. He denies anything and everything.
He said he used his full government name,
and,
right?
And I don't know. Again, I don't know. There's a video where it doesn't sound like anything's being said, but the video doesn't cover what happened before. You can't hear him very clearly. I don't know about that part of it. I don't know. Neither do you out there. Not you, Sean. Don't call me Seth Meyers. Nobody really does at this point know about that. But I do know that people like him tend to ruin things. This Ryan Kennedy showing up in his blue wig and trying to crap talk people and trying to goad them. That much I know, that this moron is not, he's the type of person you don't want to be near at games. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I am one of those people that, you know, I am very reserved at sporting events, and I agree that there's some people that are so obnoxious that they kind of ruin it for everyone around him. And in this case, took it to the next step, which is interacting with players, and that's just way beyond what I think is the intent of being a fan at a sporting
event.
Yeah,
although you do have the right to interact, for sure. You have the right to say a lot of things. I don't know if what's being purported was said, that you have a right to say that. But you have a right to say a lot of things from your seat. You could tell by the way he celebrated after Metcalf took a swipe at him that this guy was there to try to get a rise out of a player. And he did. But all of that right now is immaterial to what is happening with the suspension. We look at precedent and we look at the situation. He's been suspended for 2 games, which to me seems harsh, and I'll tell you why. The comparison that doesn't work for me is Lamar Jackson. Had somebody start off the old mailbag at the Post-Gazette today with that question that seems to be making its way around our shows on this station and social media and everywhere else, is if the league didn't punish Lamar, why are they punishing Metcalf? There's such an obvious answer to that question that it boggles the mind. A fan in Buffalo reached onto the field of play. As soon as you cross that barrier, that is the railing extended that goes around an NFL stadium, and you make physical contact with a player, all bets are off, and the player is protected from physically contacting you in return. Think of the James Harrison incident that is celebrated, and I thought it was pretty great too, actually, around here, when the idiot Cleveland Browns fan ran on the field and started running around, and James Harrison took him and body slammed him. That guy lost every protection he has the minute he entered the arena. The idiot Bills fan who reached over the railing and aggressively pushed Lamar Jackson's helmet, pushed his head is what he did, aggressively, lost every protection he has, and Lamar pushed him back. The second you enter the arena and make physical contact with one of the competitors, you lose everything. And the NFL was exactly right in its ruling on the Lamar Jackson incident. It banned that fan from all future games. And it didn't punish Lamar. Right move. Okay? How anybody can look at DK Metcalf's situation and compare it to that, again, just astounds me. Like, what the hell are you looking at? Who initiated the physical contact? Who made the only physical contact in this situation? It was Metcalf. You can think it was justified. Maybe it was. But in terms of the actual suspension, he is the only one. He actually entered the fan arena, if you will, and reached up, pulled the guy's head down toward him, and then took a swipe at him. It's in no way comparable to Lamar based on the one obvious question, which is this. Who initiated the physical contact? Fan in Buffalo, DK in Detroit. Period. End of that comparison. Just the end of it. However, if I'm DK Metcalf and his reps, there's yet another example that I would absolutely use in an effort to get my suspension reduced, which I think it will be, or erased, which I think maybe it should be based on this example. And you don't have to look far. It was 2 years ago in Philly. The Buffalo Bills were in Philly. There's video all over the place if you want to see that. And there was a fan in Philly who Bills players said was threatening players and their families, life-threatening stuff, they said. And the fan was allowed to stay at the game. Well, as the game progressed, it might have even been after. I couldn't tell from the video, but it doesn't matter. It was a couple of the Bills players walking over to this fan, and then Shaq Lawson, defensive end, reaching up and pushing the fan. That happened. Just looked at the video this morning. The NFL did not punish Shaq Lawson. There was no physical initiation from the fan. Again, like with the Metcalf thing, we can all think what was allegedly said was horrifying, right? And that if I were in that situation, here's what I would have done. Kind of like the Jalen Ramsey spitting thing on the field. Yeah, this is what I would have done. Okay, but that's separate from what goes down with the adjudication from it from the NFL level. Now, in this situation, the NFL will look hypocritical because it didn't even fine Shaq Lawson. Lawson, based on the video, in response to verbal, you want to call it abuse, in response to something verbal, put his hands on a fan and pushed him. And didn't get any fine or suspension from the league. The Bills fined Lawson. That's not the same as the league. So he basically escaped with no punishment. If I'm DK Metcalf and his guys, that's the first thing I'm saying to the league. What about this guy? You want to call the swipe worse than the push? I don't know, I guess. I guess maybe, although it didn't appear that DK made much contact, did it? It's not like he broke the guy's jaw.
It was seemingly like a grazing shove almost, I thought.
Well, it was a swipe with one hand.
Like the contact of what you would call a punch, you know, making a connection with someone's face necessarily.
It definitely didn't. Not full connection anyway. So yeah, man, if I'm DK and his guys, I'm saying 2 years ago in Philly, you had a Buffalo Bills player reach into the crowd and push somebody. He got zero penalty from you. None. And I'm getting suspended 2 games? That's the case I would use, not Lamar Jackson. And I think it's actually a pretty solid case. And it's not the only one in NFL history, I might add, but it's the most recent one. And that would be Exhibit A if I were Metcalf and his representatives. 412-928-9370. 928-9370. way more interested in that side of it than the other side of it, which is what was said. Until we hear from Metcalf, I don't even want to really talk about that side. If Metcalf wants to say what he said happened, then he should come out and say what happened. And then we can talk about that more. I'm interested in A, what should happen from the league? What should the suspension be reduced or erased? And then how the Steelers compensate here on the field. I think we're forgetting one thing here. And I know I'm gung-ho on the Steelers right now. I am. But if the Ravens manage to win against a desperate Packer team, then the Steelers, you know, it would behoove them to win in Cleveland and not set up a final game against the Ravens, winner take all. So this could be a mighty important game. I'm sure that Ravens-Packers will probably go down to the wire. Don't you think? I don't even know. Is Jordan Love going to play? I don't know. It's probably going to be an ugly game, maybe with two backup quarterbacks. Who knows what could happen? And we do know the Steelers have had some problems in Cleveland with quarterbacks that are, well, at least one that's just as bad or worse than Shedeur Sanders. They lost to DTR there a couple of years ago. I think this is a better Steeler team and they'll win. But you know what I'm getting at. This could have implications on the field. But bottom line is, I think that this suspension should be reduced. You know what? I even think it should be erased, I'll be honest with you, based on the Shaq Lawson incident. I think they should give Metcalf a hefty fine, and that's it. 2 years ago, you had a guy who was prompted by verbal taunting, you could say, reached his hands over the railing and shoved a Philadelphia Eagles fan. The NFL didn't suspend him. They didn't fine him 1 cent. So be consistent here. I guess they could argue the swipe is worse than a push. It was sort of a pull down and swipe. He pulled the blue-wigged man toward him and then swiped up at him. I don't know. Is that exponentially worse than a push? It's physical contact either way. Nobody was injured in either incident. Certainly it should be reduced to one game, and I would even argue it should be reduced to a fine. By the way, which would still be more than Lawson got from the league. Another example from a long, long time ago when Little City Limits wasn't even born yet, and I think Donnie was only 3. How old were you in 1999, Sean?
I was older than 3, I can tell you that. I was maybe starting high school.
Starting high school.
Perhaps.
Did you have a beard back then like you do now?
I did not have a beard when I was starting high school. No, that was a later
development. Would you describe yourself as angry, confused, or generally pleasant at that age?
I definitely was not angry. I've been confused for quite a long time.
Me too. So, 1999, Mile High Stadium. Lincoln Kennedy and Charles Woodson got into it with fans at Mile High who were throwing snowballs at the players. Reportedly, at least one of those had a battery inside it. So Charles Woodson threw an ice ball back and hit a lady in the face, according to reports back then. And Lincoln Kennedy punched somebody. And guess what happened to them? Well, they were cited for like misdemeanors and things like that. It became a legal issue. I don't exactly remember whether they were officially charged, but it became a legal issue in Denver. But they were exonerated by the league because they were physically assaulted by people in the crowd. You get, according to everything I've seen from NFL history, if you are physically confronted and in any way contacted by fans when you're in the arena of play, you have the right to respond physically, period. So get the Lamar Jackson thing out of your mind and focus on the Shaq Lawson comparison. It's the only one that matters, and it's profound, and it's powerful, and it should get the Metcalf, if him and his people know what they're doing, they should have come to the offices or on the phone or whatever, however they're doing this meeting, armed with that video, period. That's it. You give me 2 games, you gave this guy nothing, you didn't fine him a penny? What are you doing? And then the second that they either uphold that suspension or maybe only reduce it to a game, you say, all right, then the whole world will see this video tomorrow, and then you tell us how you can square one with the other. You tell us. 412-928-9370. Off the Top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. This is the story of the day, and it could have important on-field ramifications. It truly could. Games in Cleveland have not been pretty of late. Let's hit the lines, Sean. What do we got?
We are going to go to Baldwin with JD.
What's up, JD?
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You there? Who's next?
All right, we're going to go to New Brighton with Brian.
I like New Brighton. Hello, Brian. It appears we're having trouble with the phone calls.
What in the world's going on? Did Dom do this?
Probably. Dom sabotaged the entire show. Here are the things Dom did do this morning. Went late so Sean couldn't get settled and do things like get the phones ready. Hid the cleaning wipes, knowing I'm a hypochondriac. He hid the cleaning wipes. He said he didn't. And then I walked into the producer booth, and what's sitting right where he was? Yes, the cleaning wipes. That's what intern Dom does to people around here. And he even insulted Bob. I didn't insult Bob. Are we good, Sean?
Let's see if we can. Can we hear Brian now?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, man. Go ahead.
Hey, so one of the things that from this situation that I question and I have interested is that when it happened, you're in the middle of a game, there's 60,000 people going nuts, and you sought after this interaction. You had to go 20 to 30 yards off of the playing field in the middle of what you should be kind of paying attention to a game or locked in to seek this confrontation. I didn't see the Shaq Lawson video, but by the way you described it, it was like in the end zone or it was...
No, it was right behind the bench. And I don't know if it was during or after the game, but it was right behind the Bills bench.
But I just question in the situation that it happened. Like I said, you're going, 20, 30 yards off of the playing field in the middle of the game when, I would hope you... Well, how do you hear that? Unless you're looking for that fan that you have a history with in seeing it. So to me, there's almost a premeditated, part of this for him.
A premeditated part on the fan's part or Metcalf's part? Because the fan came there to goad Metcalf. That's pretty clear.
Well, and they've had a pass. It's been from everything I've read and saw, they have had a pass where this...
Yeah,
where
Metcalf, it happened one other time. Yeah, yes.
So I just wondered if it was premeditated from Metcalf as well. You know this guy's here. You have rabbit ears. You're listening for him because you have this history with him.
Well, I don't know what was said. If the thing said that Harrison and Johnson say, that would probably get your attention. However, James Harrison and Joe Hayden themselves said you can't let yourself get into that situation. So if that's what you're trying to say here, they agree. Harrison and Hayden agree that... Although there's some confusion on that, too, because Harrison said, if somebody said that to me, I would beat the dog crap out of them. And I'm lightening that up from what he said. But he also said, you can't do that. And if it was, it's kind of like the Jalen Ramsey spitting thing. Like, we all defended him. Tomlin defended him. But if that was the AFC title game and he got himself kicked out, would we still be defending him? Like, what James Harrison said was, and Hayden agreed, as bad as it might have been, and I don't know yet. I don't know what was said. As bad as it might have been, you can't let yourself get into that situation for the sake of your football team. That's the two ex-players talking.
Well, and I would imagine the players, like if I'm in that situation, I've played sports before, and I'm sitting there and you're that far away and hear that, hopefully my teammates have my back just like the Shaq Lawson.
Well, it seemed like he was off from his teammates a little bit. And here's my question, though. That I would say is, where was security? In the video I saw, there's a security person dressed in police type gear right near Metcalf when he starts to make his way over. Metcalf addresses that security person. Again, I don't know what was said there. Maybe he said, oh, I know that guy, or so that he could get to him without being stopped by security. Or maybe he said, I'm going to get that. What? I don't know. But he was headed toward the crowd, which is unusual, which is something that needs to be monitored and probably cut off before it happens during a game. That person, the one dressed in the police type outfit, backed off and just watched it happen. And then another person in the video is dressed in a red shirt that says security. And that guy was completely useless. He watched the whole thing happen and then watched Metcalf walk back to the bench. And did nothing. So, yeah, you could ask where security in the stadium, Steelers security. I don't know. But there's got to be more, I would think, in any game between a bench and a crowd. I would think, given some of the incidents throughout sports history, that going into a game, that would be a place that would be patrolled. In case something happens. So there may have been security failures as well. Who's next?
We will go to Chris in Clairton.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to talk about the last play against the Lions. I don't understand how the officials can be so wrong and so right at the same time. The offensive pass interference was absolutely the right call.
Yeah, nobody said it wasn't on the last play. Even the Lions said it wasn't the wrong call.
But to call that a touchdown is ridiculous. St. Brown caught the ball at about the half yard line, and the Steelers pushed him back to the five.
Right. No, no doubt. Lateraled. No doubt. The play should have been whistled dead, but we're talking about DK Metcalf right now. Next.
Troy in Mount Washington.
Hey, Troy.
Joe, what's going on, man?
Hey, man. What's up?
Hey, how you doing? So just a couple things. One, I think for the security, now the guy had a jersey and he was asking for an autograph. So I think that the security may have thought that DK was actually going over to sign the jersey for him. And DK wasn't saying much on the sidelines.
I don't know what were you on the side? You sound like you were on the sidelines. DK wasn't saying much. You know, the fan was asking for an autograph.
There's videos.
Yeah, I saw the videos. I've seen every possible video. I've seen every possible video, and it's very difficult to decipher what that man in particular was saying up there.
Right. I don't know what I do not know what he was saying. I just know people around him were telling DK not to sign the jersey. But in terms of the suspension,
yeah,
I'm going to have to disagree. I think that there should be at least a one game suspension, and I'm going to explain why.
Yeah,
I agree with you with everything you said with Shaq Lawson, and I know Philly fans are a little bit different. But if you allow some players, I think that it's been done multiple times now, and the league has seen that, you know, we haven't done enough to prevent this from happening since it happened again. I think that if you see that happen, that you need to kind of set a little bit of a precedent.
Wait,
here.
What are the times that, you're referring to?
Well, the Shaq Lawson, and then the Lamar Jackson, and then the snowball that you were talking about.
You're making it sound like it happens every week. The one with the Raiders The one with the Raiders happened in 1999. The one with Lamar, the NFL made a clear statement that if you initiate contact as a fan, you're the one who's going to be punished, not the player, which is the right ruling. So the only other one that you know about, and I don't even know if you knew about it before I started this show today, was Shaq Lawson. And the league should have stepped in there.
With your ruling there, or their ruling there about if the fan initiates contact, there was no initiation of contact from the fan. DK walked over to the fan.
Absolutely.
So it doesn't fall into the category of the fan initiating contact.
Exactly. And neither did Shaq Lawson. Right. You just opened my show again. Right. That's why the Lamar comparison is bad. Because
I just don't think you can judge off of past things. I don't think that just because you didn't penalize a guy before that moving forward, it should never be penalized. I think that there's new precedents that are set. There's new standards that are set as things continue to happen. That happens a lot in this league where someone, you know, does something off the field or someone does something on the field and they don't get in trouble for it that much. And then it happens again. And the league looks at that and says, you know, I don't think we did enough last time. And I like that from the league. I liked it, the fact that if DK did this and there was maybe just no fine at all, or just a little fine and no suspension, that, you know, maybe who knows, next year or somewhere down the line, it happens again. If you're going to continue to give the same punishment or kind of turn a cold shoulder to what happened, then you're not really progressing as a league. I'd like that the league.
No, that's fair. I think that's fair. That's fair what you said there. So what do you think should happen to Metcalf?
I think there should be a one-game suspension. The two was a little bit much. I get the suspension, but I think there should be at least a one-game suspension and a fine.
Well, I think we kind of arrived at the same place. I would go a hefty fine because that would be more than what Lawson got. But what you say is true. Maybe
these guys make so much money. You have to penalize the team and you have to penalize the player. And the only way to penalize the team and the player is to take someone like that off the field so they cannot impact.
Well,
the
maybe
game.
They should have thought of that with so Shaq. Money, maybe they should have thought of that with Shaq Lawson, right?
Well, that's what I'm saying. You're going back. We're talking about progress. We're talking about the league making different decisions to change. You know,
or you could say hypocritical decisions. You could say hypocritical decisions, yeah. Or decisions against very recent precedent. But I think we arrived at almost the same spot there. Almost.
I'm curious how much, probably shouldn't have played any factor, but just the reality of the Steelers winning that game, Baltimore losing its game. It's not as critical for the Steelers, right? These next two games. I wonder if that we know of.
It's going to become very critical if the Ravens win, because then you have to beat. We don't have to beat Cleveland. But to me, the difference between winning a playoff game and not is avoiding a, you know, holy war against the Ravens in the final game and sacrificing your bodies to that compared to getting a week's rest, a de facto bye week, and then having maybe the Chargers or Broncos after they fight maybe for the AFC West crown on the final Sunday, having to go through that battle and then traveling across the country to play you. I mean, it's just a, I think it's the difference between winning and losing. But yes, it's been lessened than if there had been different results Sunday. It would be a larger competitive topic. I just think we might be underselling the competitive topic, obviously, if the Ravens win. Anyway, 412-928-9370. Fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Let's continue with this topic and talk about if it is one game suspension. And we'll be monitoring this. So if it's any suspension whatsoever, what do the Steelers do on the field? How big of a loss is DK Metcalf right now? It seems pretty big to me with the plays he's been making lately. 412-928-9370, the Mike Tomlin News Conference coming up at noon, followed by the Batconian Mongoose. Nick Faribault at 11. Lots and lots of Steelers as they start to take on the look of, yes, a Super Bowl team, Sean?
Oh, I heard this yesterday. A lot of people reacting to that. I like that you're willing to adjust based on what you see on a weekly basis and not be stubborn with an opinion.
Yeah. I mean, me and the rest of the world, you know, I thought the Ravens would be in the Super Bowl. Now I don't. Those are the examples I always use based on what happens like on the field. 100% of people involved in sports change their opinions based on what happens on the field. Players, fans, GM, media, coaches, other players. The Steelers thought Darius Slay was really good. Then he played and they changed their opinion. Tons and tons of people bet tons of money that the Detroit Lions were going to be good this year. They really thought they were. That was their opinion. And then the Lions played their season out and their opinion's different. I thought that the Steelers, like you listening out there, 99.9% of you, and like you, I'm sure, Sean, and like everybody else, were as good as dead after that debacle against the Bills, and they've risen from the mat to their credit. And suddenly it's all coming up Steelers, like the scenario I just presented. These other teams have these battles yet to fight. And the Steelers, if they play their cards right, are going to be sitting at home for a week, resting guys or two, resting guys like Cam Hayward, Aaron Rodgers, Jalen Ramsey, both their running backs if they want, and are going to have a great chance to show up healthy for once for a playoff game, rested and loaded for bear, maybe against a team traveling across the country that just went all out to try to win a division the previous week. So for once, it's all coming up Steelers here.
Here's a question for you, Joe.
Yeah.
If Baltimore loses Saturday, did the Steelers sit Rodgers the next day?
I would, but we'll talk about that in a little bit, Sean. It's a wonderful question.
Thank you.
928-9370.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
All right, real simple with the DK Metcalf thing as we continue to monitor today to see if a ruling comes down is that there's a precedent for this just 2 years ago, almost exactly 2 years ago. The Bills in Philly and Shaq Lawson with a fan yelling at him and teammates the whole game. They said with threatening language toward them and their families, went over, reached over the railing and pushed a guy and didn't get as much as a penny of a fine from the NFL. So that seems very inconsistent with a 2-game suspension for DK Metcalf with what I would call a similar incident that doesn't excuse Metcalf necessarily. It just means that the NFL is being extremely inconsistent here. Roger Goodell, really, who would be hearing this case. I think I was just talking with Pony in the back, and he tells me that Goodell's the guy who levied the suspension and would hear the case. That seems a little odd, but we've seen that before with him. Or at least he would have the final ruling, you know, regardless of who actually heard the case. So that seems inconsistent. And then I talked about Lamar and how that's just apples and oranges because the fan-initiated physical contact, reach over the railing into the arena of play and push Lamar, and Lamar push back. And the NFL has been consistent with that, that if the fan in any way enters the arena, so to speak, and initiates the contact, the player then has free rein. And I think that's right. You want to put your hands on me when I'm a player and reach over the railing and do so, if I want to punch you in the face, I can do that. I think. You agree, Sean?
Yes, and that's, you know, you see that in all sports, right? Someone runs onto the field, security will take them down very physically. And if they come near a player, we have already seen what happened. So, yeah, I agree. Now, you could make the argument what constitutes, if you're kind of leaning over.
You're in the field of play. If you lean over that railing, you put your arms onto the field of play, and you push Lamar Jackson aggressively in his head, he can do whatever he damn well pleases to you, I think. And apparently so does the league.
Yes.
Did he even get fined for that? I don't think he did, Lamar. And the fan got suspended for life. Correct ruling. This is an incorrect ruling based on the Shaq Lawson precedent. 1 game, maybe I would go with a hefty fine here for Metcalf based on precedent. Now, that last caller did make a good point. Maybe the league feels like it erred on the Lawson ruling. I mean, I don't know. Did that one even get to the league's radar? I don't know. Pony mentioned in the back, too, and I agree with this, and I wonder if you do, Sean, that the fact that this one really caught the attention of the league's main broadcast for the weekend with Romo and Nance, and they really went at it hard, and they were aware and had the video and everything else, this probably got more on Roger Goodell's radar, and he probably wants to make more of a statement with this. Do you agree?
Yes, I do. And one thing that I've heard, and I don't know if you could speak to this, some people certainly were saying that they thought he should have been ejected from the game. Now, I don't know. Is that something that's ejectable, an interaction with a fan?
I don't know, man. You'd have to do a lot of... The refs didn't see it. So then you'd have to go back and like conduct an investigation mid-game.
Right.
That's why they have the, you know, punishment of suspensions moving forward, because that would be pretty hard to do. Anyway, let's get back to the phones. 50-minute mark on the fan coming up. That is, where's the 50-minute mark? Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group. Any relation, Sean?
No, unfortunately not.
Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Rain throughout the day, but warmer, a high of Bud Dupree. All right, who's next?
We will go out to Plum and hear from Bill.
Hey, Bill, what's up?
Hey, Starkey. I've got a question for you. Well, how do you think Tomlin's going to react here at noon to this whole situation? Is he going to stick up for DK? Is he going to...
Man, that's a good question, and I'll tell you why. He knew about the Ramsey spitting incident, but said right after the game, Jalen can't do that. And then 2 days later, he said, somebody spits in your face, what are you going to do? That type of thing. So I'll be very curious here. You know, James Harrison and Hayden said that while Harrison said, I would have, you know, beat the heck out of that guy, it's also you can't do it to your team in the middle of a game there. You can't do that. So I don't know.
Right.
I can't predict what Tomlin will say, honestly. It's going to be very interesting.
I can't either. And obviously, he's probably going to stick up for his player. But as a fan, it's just so frustrating that we have to deal with this from adults. I mean, this guy's making $35 million a year. I'm not sticking up for what the fan said in any way, because we may never know what he really said. But hold your composure. Yeah. I mean, what if we didn't win that game and now we're out without DK for two games that are must win? I mean, this is...
Well, that's what Harrison said. That's what James Harrison...
It's every sport.
Yeah. That's what James Harrison said while saying he would have beaten the hell out of the guy. So I'm not sure that James was real consistent on that.
Mixed messaging there.
But you are right that Tomlin stands up for his players. And the all-time example of that was Mason Rudolph. When Myles Garrett accused Rudolph after the fact, way after the fact, of a racial slur during that on-field incident they had. And Tomlin, who I imagine doesn't like to do these things, went right to ESPN and went on the air, on television, I think with Stephen A. Smith, I forget who else, and made it a point to say, I know people on the Browns, and I know that if that had actually occurred, I would have known about it right away on the field. And he said, essentially said, without using these words, that Myles Garrett lied and that Rudolph did not say any such thing. Like, he went to the hilt to protect his player. So he does that consistently. But on that one, you know, I feel like if Mike Tomlin felt there was any truth to it, he would not have protected Rudolph. But man, he went full bore in protecting his guy there. And he wound up protecting Ramsey on the spitting, even though after the game, he said he knew that it had happened. I think he said he knew it had happened. And then he said, you know, you can't do that. I'll be curious myself to see what happens at noon. Next.
We will go to North Carolina with Jonathan.
Hey, Jonathan. What's up?
Hey, Joe. Merry Christmas.
You too, man.
So the guy before me just kind of took a little bit of the steam here. But, you know, as a fan, obviously you want him on the field because you need to beat the Brownies and you may have to beat the Ravens. But outside of that, I'm fine with two games because, grow up, who cares what some clown show in the crowd has to say? You're making $30 million a year. You're playing football. He's paying to watch you. Who cares what he says?
Well, I mean, that's easy to say, but let's take the Shaq Lawson incident. If somebody is yelling at you from 10 feet away that they're threatening your mother and your family and your kids, you might take note of that, no?
I mean, I don't know. If I'm
no, you just
million
you just ignore
year,
it. Yeah.
Like, whatever. Yeah.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Man.
Whatever. They're threatening my wife, my kids, my family. It'll just let it roll off my back. You're a better man than me. Now, I'm not saying I would go confront them, but it would certainly get my attention. Next.
We will go
or maybe
to
a worse man than me. I don't know which.
We will go to Carmen in Butler.
Hey, Carmen, what's happening? Carmen isn't there.
Carmen?
This seems like a good spot to move on because we have Nick Faribault. So, you know, that part of it, what was said, I don't know. There's been videos that you can't hear anything really being said of that nature. But we haven't heard from Metcalf yet. We've heard from James Harrison and Chad Johnson saying they spoke with Metcalf and this is what he said. I don't really have a judgment or an opinion on how he reacted based on what was said because I haven't heard from him yet. What I'm way more interested in is verbal taunting, if you want to call it that, compared to, depending on what it was, compared to physical contact. And the league seems to accentuate the physical contact part as far as if the fan initiates, they get punished. If you initiate, you get punished, I guess unless you're Shaq Lawson from 2 years ago. Actually, I can't really think of a precedent where the player initiated physical contact. Can you? Other than Lawson.
No, I mean, you're sticking with the NFL here, obviously, because a lot of people bring up the Ron Artest thing. But
yeah,
for the NFL, I don't have anything that's coming to my mind either.
All right, let's talk to Nick Faribault about actual football matters, about how the Steelers might compensate without Metcalf. 412-928-9370. Let's go to Gina G. and Pietro as well here. And I want to ask Sean, too, about this matchup, about whether he would sit people, about whether we might see Will Howard at some point. There's a lot of different ways this could go right now. In the meantime, Connor and his wife needed to sell their home in the Pittsburgh area while they were building a new one, and they knew they needed a real estate agent with experience, connections, and a strong rep, so they called my friend Gina. In Connor's 5-star review, he said that from day one, Gina's marketing and amazing photography stood out. And within just 48 hours, they had multiple offers for their home, and they were all over the asking price. Connor said he's convinced that their results were driven by Gina's years of experience and her connections, the ones she's developed through decades in the business. Gina G. and Pietro will sit down with you, agree on a price and a deadline. Deadline passes, home isn't sold. Gina will have it bought and turned into a rental. So if you're in the Pittsburgh area, you're ready to sell your home or buy one, call my friend Gina at RE/MAX Select Realty. Call Gina, 724-602-9752. Google Giampietro of RE/MAX Select Realty and look up GinaWillSellYourHome.com. That's GinaWillSellYourHome.com.
Sean Myers bringing you fan headlines. Penguins in action today, 4 o'clock for the first puck drop. That will be in Toronto against the Maple Leafs. Thursday, Christmas, tripleheader in the NFL. We will have coverage of all three games here via Westwood One. Cowboys at Commanders at 1. Lions play the Vikings at 4:30. The nightcap Broncos at Chiefs. We will have pregame starting at 12:30. Of course, the fan is your home for the NFL and Westwood One. Check out Thursday's matchups. And don't forget, you can stream the games on the free Odyssey app. Headlines powered by Bowser, Genesis, and Monrovo. For more of them, visit 93.7thefan.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.